Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
All right, we're halfway home on a Tuesday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. I'm Woodsy, that's Paul Reindel. The executive producer, Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well. And it's Temu time. I'm very excited about this. Got, if you missed the story last week, I was buying, I needed to buy some shoes to complete my costume for the Ben and Woods Christmas and Holiday Extravaganza. And I looked on Amazon, didn't have my size. I looked on eBay, didn't have my size. There was one website available that had them in my size, and it was Temu. And I'd heard of Temu, but I'd never used it before. And I explained to everyone how I got rooked, again, online. And I bought the shoes, and they said, well, spin this wheel, and you get a discount. Well, I spun the wheel, and it said, free. You get them free. I said, oh, my God, I'm so lucky. And then, but add this, and add this for free. You got to get the shipping. You know, we'll pay. You got to pay the shipping. It ended up costing me, what? What did I figure out? About $150. By the time I was all done, I was like, oh, my God, but I got all this stuff. Now, many people said, Woods, you're not going to get your package for 6 weeks. Temu takes forever. And it came. It came in this big, thrown-together package. And I ripped it open, and I just started pulling things out of it. I read the thing online of what I got, and I ended up getting, what, 30 items.
A grab bag.
It was like a grab bag of stuff. And so I finally got it, and I brought in some of the highlights. And when I say some of the highlights, I mean the only stuff that I kept, because some of it I took out of the box immediately, opened it, and went, that's garbage. I'm throwing it away. The charger that I got, oh, my God. I wouldn't trust it to charge anything. So I threw that away.
Looked like a potential fire hazard waiting to happen.
Yes. That it looked like it was going to ruin my phone. And then I had the thing that holds your phone in the car. Bro, no chance. I mean, there's no way this thing's sticking to the windshield or the dash or anything. There's no way. So I just tossed it. So I got some exercise bands. I brought these down.
All right.
They're okay. I got some of these exercise bands. These feel a little flimsy, like I could probably rip them today.
Snap it. Make you feel like the Incredible Hulk for a moment.
For a second. But then I got some stuff, and I guess I'll use Ben as my model here. I got a couple things for the show is a game called WTF, Did You Say? We can play that in a minute. Then we got one called How Well Do You Know Me, which is a little tiny.
Tiny little game.
It's for...
it's the smallest game I've ever seen.
It's after dinner amusements. Let's play one real quick.
All right, a quick round.
Let's say that we...
this is all knockoff Cards Against Humanity.
Kind of.
That is.
So let's say that we just finished dinner, the three of us, and we're like, what should we do now? Well, hang on.
I'm going to have a brandy.
You'll have a brandy.
Yeah.
I'll have a cigar.
Or a cognac, yeah.
I'll have a cigar, and I'll pull out this out of my pocket because it's tiny, and we'll play How Well Do You Know Me. Ben, if I were a superhero, who would I be?
Iron Man.
Correct. Very good. All right.
I was right.
You do me.
All right. What's a habit I have that I wish I could change?
You're the worst active listener on the planet.
No, that's not bad.
Right.
I was going to say biting my fingernails, but...
Well, that doesn't bother me. I've never seen you do it.
It's not what you wish you could change. It's what I wish I could change.
I thought you wished that you could change that.
I would like to change that, but I also would like to stop biting my fingernails at some point.
I have a really bad hangnail. We'll do Pauly now. Pauly, who in my family am I closest to?
Like your immediate family?
My family.
Your wife?
Sure.
I would. Bo? Your dad? I don't know. Your extended family?
All right, Pauly, I'm going to ask you this one. Wait, you ask Pauly.
All right.
Wait, no, Pauly asks Ben.
All right, Pauly, you take this one.
I like
one.
This game, though.
All right.
If I could travel back in time and meet one person, who would it be?
Your dad. Is I not right? Was I wrong?
I think he's met his dad.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I met him.
But yeah.
Couldn't get him to stick around.
Stick around or like, you know, do anything. So then I got
Scoring system for this game?
Know.
Did anyone get any points or anything? What's going on here?
Right, so I'm going to come over by you. So this is 5D white tooth powder.
I don't want tooth powder. You just spilled it all over me.
Here on your gums here. Rub some in there.
Tooth powder?
How's it taste?
Terrible.
That does it?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Like eating sand.
That is nasty.
Am I supposed to use it to brush my teeth?
Yeah, you're supposed to use that to brush your teeth. I did get...
If I swallow it, is it going to be cancer-causing or something?
I got also this neck.
That looks like mayonnaise.
This is neck firming cream. So you see your little gullet here?
Now we got mayonnaise, man.
But doesn't...
How's that feel?
It feels like mayonnaise.
Okay. Neck firming cream,
like Japanese mayonnaise.
Ooh, it smells
extra...
good.
Have you? Do you have any idea what is in whatever you
None.
Just put on your?
It smells
skin?
Really good. Then, okay. Let me get one of those beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, this has the
more
same,
mayonnaise.
The same color.
It's the same thing.
It's the
you
same
just
smell.
Oh, you know, it's the exact same stuff.
Let me see your foot. This
oh my
is.
God.
This is the same as the neck cream. They just have a big vat of cream. And they label it with different things. It's the exact same stuff.
This is...
Call this neck cream. Call this foot cream.
This is supposed to be tea tree oil.
It's the exact same thing that's in the other tin.
It's exactly the same thing. My hands are all greasy.
There's
no
difference between the two.
Ben's got cream.
This one does look a little bit different. This one
now,
looks more...
This is... Hand and foot mask. So you want to
peel mask.
Peel mask.
Is it made out of like peels,
no,
or
I
am I
to
supposed
let it,
to
let
peel it off?
Sit and then you peel it.
I don't.
You peel
so
it.
I'm going to have this film on my hand the rest of the show.
But so
it's very sticky.
So I kept. This is what I kept.
Can't believe Ben just showed his dogs on video for free.
Yep.
God, we could have made some money.
It's sparkly and shiny and sticky.
And now it's on my hands.
It's
as
not.
Well.
This is not a good feeling.
So what? WTF? Did you say? And I don't understand how this works, but maybe we can figure this out. It's called the party game against all dignity.
It's Cards Against Humanity.
It says
without having to pay for any like licensing.
It says humanity hates these cards.
Yes, exactly.
All right. So you flip on one side, and it says. WTF, did you say? And then you flip it over, and it says, uncircumcised penises. What does that mean? How do we play?
Is there rules?
WTF, did you just say?
There you go, Pauly.
Pauly, you win.
I win.
What is in your closet that you do not talk about?
Dalilah.
Dalilah? Paulie?
Hey there, Dalilah.
It's in my closet that I don't talk about.
Why are some cards red and some cards white? What do we want? When do we want it? Now. I don't understand how this game works. I'm probably going to throw this one in the crapper.
Ben, you have a lot of cream still.
It's starting to smell kind of bad, too. Like, it's not...
Other that side. Neck looks firm,
it's,
though.
It's not, there you go. It's not holding up very well.
Rub that in. There you go.
How's that feel?
I don't know. My neck doesn't feel any firmer.
No? It looks firmer.
I don't think so. I don't feel firmer.
That's crazy that these two are the literal exact same cream that they just dip into vats.
This peel does not smell good. I'll just tell you right now.
Well, I think it does.
I do not like the smell of the peel.
I think it does.
I do not like the taste of the tooth powder.
So, okay. One color is the question. The other color is the question. Is the answer to said question. So red is the question. Florida man tragically dies when?
Well, it's like Mad Libs.
Chronic erectile dysfunction. This is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Well, so Timo, yes, I did get the shoes. They did come in.
They're fit?
They fit. They're fantastic. They're exactly what I was looking for. But now I'm saddled with the rest of this crap. That tooth powder was nasty.
Yes, I'm feeling a little queasy from it. It's like freeze dried toothpaste.
It really is. It's freeze dried toothpaste. So I did get all that, but Timu, I gotta say, my experience. What basically just happened is I ended up spending like $150 for a costume pair of shoes. I think because the rest of this stuff, I don't know. I don't think I'm going
to
use it. How's it feel?
Just expense it on your Adam.
Yeah, I'll just expense it. How's it feel on your gullet? Do you feel firm?
No, I just feel messy now.
How about your foot?
Sticky.
Your foot?
Sticky. Foot's fine.
Foot feels good?
Foot's fine.
Okay.
The hand is not good.
I think I'll probably just end up tossing.
I mean, it's like glitter is all over my hand. I don't know if you can see that on the stream, but it's like,
well, you've been
like
there before.
Sparklingness.
You've been there before one night at fantasy camp. You're all right. Now peel it off.
There's nothing to peel off. It's just sticky. I'm going to have to scrub it off in the bathroom during the break, I think.
I'm going to be spitting grit out of my teeth. So I got the stuff. I think I'm probably just going to end up tossing most of it.
I think my biggest takeaway, though, is I had not heard of Timu before you talked about it last week or whenever it was. Since then, I get nothing but Timu ads on every single one of my social media streams.
Everybody's been
pops up every single day.
Everybody's been telling me the same thing because we talked about it on the air. They're all getting it as well. I guess, you know, if you could be smarter about it than I was. I mean, again, the shoes are fantastic. Now, if they fall apart mid-show and just break apart, yeah, I wouldn't have a problem. But
very likely, I would say.
The funny thing is you're getting a pair of shoes. I'm going to be sitting behind a desk that no one can really see. So it's really kind of a worthless thing, but I like to have a complete costume.
I think I'm having an allergic reaction to one of the creams.
One of the many creams? Yes. Well, they're all the same.
Apply to me at this point.
Be all right.
My nose is starting to run.
Send Ben to the hospital. Yeah, I don't know what's in this stuff.
Save that just in case we need to hand it to the doctor to analyze what has hospitalized Ben later in the day.
Does it have ingredients on there?
It does, but it's too small for me to read. I can't read it at all. I need a magnifying glass.
Starting to burn a little bit on my neck. Do you get that? Are you getting that feeling?
No.
Burning feeling? Burning sensation?
No, that's
sensation?
Good. That means it's working.
Ah.
It's
hydrolyzed collagen,
yeah,
retinol,
perfect.
Sodium hyaluronate.
That sounds poisonous.
Ascorbic acid.
Ooh. It looks firmer.
Warm a small amount in the palm of your hand and
warm.
Gentle, smooth.
You didn't even follow the directions.
Just cleansed skin.
I didn't just cleanse my skin.
24 hours ago.
Wherever and whenever you want a soft, radiant moisture, gently massage.
Greatly massage it.
Until absorbed.
Yeah, looks good. You're fine. You didn't know I was going to guinea pig you with it.
I didn't
all.
Know.
You had an idea.
I feel like one of those lab mice.
It doesn't smell that bad.
I like it.
I don't.
Johnny said, did you say fentanyl? No, there's no fentanyl in these. I hope. If not, we're going to have a really rough day for Benny.
Do you trust that there isn't, though?
I mean, I trust.
Where is this coming from?
Yeah, it's like, I mean, stuff's expensive. They're just going to give it away in neck firming cream.
It comes out of a giant vat, obviously, and they just put it in different labeled tubs.
It does smell a little bit like an exotic dancer in here. Just a little tiny bit. like we're at.
And the glitter as well.
Lay girls, but yeah. So thanks, Timu. I do like this game too. How well do you know me?
That was probably the highlight.
We can play that from time to time. I can carry it in, literally in my pocket. It's like the size of a matchbook. So I'll bring it with us everywhere we go.
I've had the same issue as Ben though, getting a lot of Timu ads on my phone now, and it's an uncomfortable feeling when your phone just is listening to everything you say. And it's nothing we didn't already know. I think we talked about it like a month or so ago. There was some report out that like, you know, whether it was Apple or Android, some high level engineer was like, yeah, you know, there is a live listening sort of feature or whatever, but we don't use it. And I'm like, okay, because like that just happened. We got those hats a couple weeks ago at the Wishbone Brawl from Melin, M-E-L-I-N. And my wife goes, hey, I wanted to get some of those hats for some Christmas. What was it again? Melin.
Go,
yeah, Melin. Within the hour, all I started getting, Melon ads. I wasn't looking it up, nothing like that. And I go, that's a little bit creepy that your phone's just listening to everything.
Someone's listening at all times.
I like it. Keeps it convenient.
That's true.
It reminds me, I did want that. I'm into it.
At some point, you're just, as a reminder, you just shout something out.
Yeah.
Now I'll be reminded later.
Right. And so, remind yourself. Are you guys all done Christmas shopping?
I've done a little bit of Christmas shopping. I'm certainly not done.
I wouldn't do Timu.
Wasn't planning on it.
Kids.
I'm now itching.
Weren't you? Are
you gone from burning to itching a little bit?
Looks good. You look great.
It may be somewhat psychosomatic. I'm not sure. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, talk a little college sports for just a moment. The Heisman Trophy nominations came out yesterday. The Aztecs moving up in the polls again as they get ready for another game tomorrow night. That is coming up after a check of traffic on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell me if you agree, Woods, but sometimes it feels like sports, especially college sports, just really a big excuse for everybody to get mad
I think all sports, to be honest.
In some ways.
I spend a lot of my time as a sports fan mad or on edge, right? It's rare that you actually get to experience the joy, the pure joy of sports. It really is. And
mostly you're just moving from one thing to be mad about to the next thing to be mad about.
I do always wonder, there are people out there that have little to zero interest in sports. And I mean, could not care less. I wonder, are those people doing it the right way? You know, they're not bogged down looking at their phone all day to see if their team got this guy or that lost this guy. They don't really care. They don't talk trash to other fan bases all day on Twitter. Like, they're just living their lives. They're reading books. They're taking walks. They're exercising. They're surfing. You know, things like that. I think about it all the time. So, and I wonder.
Yeah. So in the old day, you know, the wired versus tired meme. Tired. Yeah. Is everybody getting mad about Alabama not making the college football playoff? That was yesterday. Wired now, is everybody getting mad about the results of the Heisman Trophy vote that aren't even in yet? They won't be announced until Saturday. But the finalists were revealed yesterday. It's going to be Ashton Jeanty, running back from Boise State. Travis Hunter, two-way star for Colorado. Cam Ward, quarterback from Miami. And Dylan Gabriel, quarterback for Oregon. I think the quarterback's probably not gonna be a factor. It's going to come down to either Travis Hunter or Ashton Jeanty. And the people who are supporting Hunter think the people who are supporting Jeanty are idiots, and vice versa.
Yeah,
I have seen tons of just preemptory, like, I'm already mad about the results of this Heisman vote this week, because people who say it should be Travis Hunter make the argument that he is essentially one of the best college football players on both sides of the ball,
right?
Both defensively and offensively. And in the Shohei Ohtani mold, how can he not be the quote-unquote MVP of college football,
yeah,
the Heisman Trophy winner?
I keep seeing I see this quote a lot. Well, too bad snaps don't matter. You know, Travis Hunter's played X number of snaps. Ashton Gentry's only played X number of snaps. You know, too bad snaps don't matter. But I think Travis is playing both positions at a very high level. Then again, Ashton Gentry has carried his team to the playoffs. The playoffs. Boise State. They're going to the playoffs. And with a chance to win a national title, pretty much on the performance of his two legs.
And he's running over everybody.
100%.
I mean, yeah, there's some bad teams, like, you know, San Diego State on the schedule, but UNLV, who they beat twice, was a top 10 running defense in football. They played Oregon, and he got his yards against Oregon, against the number one team in the country, and he's putting up historically good numbers. So, you know, going to be right around 3,000 yards, depending on how far they go in the playoffs this year.
So Adam Paul says, Hunter isn't even the best defensive person. No, he's not the best, but Shohei,
and he's not even the best offensive player either.
Correct,
but he's really good at both.
He does them both, and it's not like they put him in on a third down package to, you know, out of the slot for a 10-yard gain. Like, he's playing so much for that team. It's hard for me to go, it's okay, I'm not going to be mad if either wins it. Right? If Hunter wins it, I'll go, I get it. And if Gentry wins it, I'll go, I get it.
Yeah,
I'm not going to be up in arms either way. The fact that I've said on these airwaves long before he was a Dodger, as long as Shohei Ohtani continues to take every fifth day in the rotation and every other time at bat, he's got to be your MVP. Like, no one else
didn't pitch one pitch this year.
Still was an MVP, right? So it's hard for me to come on here and go, Travis Hunter doesn't deserve it, because he's only a top 10 receiver, or a top 15 receiver, and he's a, you know, I mean, whatever. They've scored one touchdown on him or two touchdowns on him this season. He's been really good defensively.
Doesn't a player that's very good on both sides of the ball versus a player that's elite on one side of the ball, like, who would you rather have?
That's the thing. But if you look at it, you know, about the team, Colorado had a good year. Better than people were expecting to, but nobody had a better year than Boise State and Ashton Gentry.
The problem with anything that's decided by humans, you know,
if it's a committee, the best play on the best team, then it should go to Oregon's
quarterback. A vote, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, there's the argument there that Dillon Gabriel was the best player on the best team as well. Anytime you have people getting together to decide something, obviously personal preference is going to come through, and I can't say that you're wrong in how you're deciding that. Whether you picked Alabama or SMU, there were valid arguments for both. Now, some people say, well, whoever has the best win should get in. The others say, well, whoever avoided the worst losses should get in. Neither of those arguments are wrong, but everybody has their own personal preference. And, you know, so in the Heisman Trophy, you're going to have people who go, well, clearly that, you know, Ashton Gentry, who dominated for his team, was like the driving force for a team that got to the third seed in the playoff. Way more valuable than a guy who didn't even, you know, get his team to the playoff, even though he was out there every play. But I can't say that the people who say Travis Hunter and what he did, amazing, being out there every play, is not really cool and worthy of a Heisman Trophy award. There's no right or wrong answer to this question. Yet we're going to get mad about it nonetheless.
I won't. I will not. I will not be getting mad. I will not be up in arms because, frankly, neither guy doesn't do anything for me either way. I'm not a huge Travis Hunter fan. I'm not a huge Ashton Gentry fan. I can certainly appreciate both of their contributions. And I do, you know, here's the thing. We're going to get to see more of Ashton Gentry. We're not going to see any more of Travis Hunter. You know, and Ashton Gentry.
Well, they will play in that bowl game.
Will he play? Should he play? I think Deion said
he
will. Actually. But no, I mean, you could potentially see Ashton Gentry hoisting a national championship trophy based on the work that he's done this year. And I'm just not going to have a problem either way. They're both fantastic players. Both are going to be good players at the next level, too. It's been pretty fun to see.
Meanwhile, in college basketball, the Aztecs creeping up one spot from 24 to 23 in the new AP Top 25 college basketball poll that was released yesterday. They enter the coaches poll at number 24. The new bracketology out this morning. Joe Lunardi of ESPN has the Aztecs as a 9 seed. Thought it was interesting for the first time ever. Had the UC San Diego Tritons in his bracket
Pretty
as
cool.
a 12 seed. Would be an automatic qualifier from the Big West. I think UC Irvine's still favored, but UCSD is an impressive 2-0 to start, so he has them in the bracket for the first time ever. This is their first year even eligible to make the tournament after transitioning for their 4 years from Division II to Division I. And the other big college basketball story that just broke in the last 30 minutes, the prospect for the 2026 NBA draft class, so 2025 freshman in college basketball, A.J. Dibanza has committed to BYU. He announced that on First Take on ESPN this morning. So essentially the guy who's expected to be the number one draft pick in 2 years, going to play his 1 year of college basketball at BYU for the Cougars.
That feels like a coup, no?
I think it is probably a huge coup.
Yeah.
For the Cougs.
I wonder. Yeah, no UConn, no Duke, no.
I don't have any knowledge of whether he is Mormon or not. I mean, if he was,
help.
That would certainly make a big impact. They also have a lot of money at BYU and can throw it at their athletes if they want.
Good.
Which helps them. So that was a surprise to a lot of people. Other schools like Alabama. The big boys were involved in that one, so BYU surprising some people.
Michael said he won't be 26 like the other guys on that team.
True enough.
That's fair. It's a fair comment.
All right, let's take a time out. When we come back, we can have more from baseball's winter meetings. There were a couple of moves yesterday. I think we've got some more audio from A.J. Preller to get to. Where are the Padres going to find a catcher?
It's a great question.
That is that's a real dilemma at this point because there's not a lot available. The few guys who were on the market, most of them have signed already.
Yeah.
So where are they going to find catching this offseason? We'll get to that coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Woods, I'm looking at the list of remaining free agent catchers.
Lay it on me.
It's not all that exciting. It's basically which 230 hitter with a 290 OBP and 7 home runs do you want based on the rest of the list. Guys who have already signed this offseason, Kyle Higashioka, Travis d'Arnaud, Danny Jansen, Austin Hedges, Jacob Stallings, Gary Sanchez, all already off the board, which leaves the Padres, if they're going to add a catcher via free agency, here are your top options. Carson Kelly. Yasmani Grandal.
Isn't Carson Kelly off the board as of yesterday?
Oh, did he sign as well? I didn't see him. He's not listed as having signed by MLB.com at the moment.
Cubs reportedly close in on Carson Kelly.
Close
deal.
In.
Yes, they're closing in on Carson Kelly.
You lose him today as well. Yasmani Grandal. Elias Diaz.
Mm-hmm.
James McCann.
More like James McCant.
And then it's really the bottom of the barrel after that.
Awesome.
Yan Gomes is a free agent. That's more like at least you don't have to face him anymore.
Only hits well against us. He gets 17 ABs a year. They're all against the Padres, and he goes 14
Take for those 17. Numbers away, and his numbers really look ugly.
Really bad.
Tucker Barnhart. Kurt Casale. Omar Narvaez. And Martin Maldonado, who is down to a negative 2.3 WAR over the last couple of years.
Feels
Man.
Right.
So we're rolling with Campy and Brett Sullivan. That's pending a trade.
We have the audio. AJ Preller specifically said they're not. They're not rolling with those two guys. The question is, where is he going to find them? Here's what AJ had to say to our Sammy Levitt yesterday about the Padres' catching situation.
Yeah, I mean, I think again, like we knew, you know, going into it, Higgy is a free agent. You know, it's an area that, you know, we're gonna, you know, felt like as we went into the offseason, we got to be prepared to, you know, see what else is out there and who's there. Made a very competitive offer. Felt like with Higgy, and you know, again, like wish him a lot of, you know, wish him the best going forward. He made a lot of fans in San Diego, you know, this past year. was a real part of our team. We wanted to bring him back. Ultimately, again, he, as a free agent, he made a decision to go elsewhere. We've been in on pretty much all the catchers that have signed so far, and I think it's good for Camp. He's down there playing. Campusano down there playing in the Dominican Republic. Brett Sullivan on the roster. It's probably an area though over the course of the next couple of weeks that we still look to supplement, either trade or free agency wise, and continue to add to the depth that we have behind the dish.
So he's definitely looking to add catching, but again, where is he going to find it? If it's not one of those free agents, who are the potential catchers who are available to trade? Well, according to MLB.com, they have three catchers listed as potential trade targets this offseason if you're looking to acquire catching. One of them is Luis Camposano. So,
cool.
Kind of cross that name off the board as a potential acquisition for the San Diego Padres. That leaves two other guys that this is just speculation that could be available for a team that is interested. One of them, Mitch Garver, Seattle Mariners. Garver's first year in Seattle didn't go well. Hit 172 with a 627 OPS after signing a two-year, $24 million deal.
Good God.
Cal Raleigh already locked in as the Mariners' number one catcher, leaving Garver as a part-time DH.
At 12 a year. For 167.
Yeah, Seattle's not giving up Cal Raleigh. That's not an attractive option. The other one, Christian Vasquez of the Minnesota Twins.
Been hearing that one for a couple years now.
As always, payroll will be a major consideration for the Twins as they look to retool the roster this winter, making Vasquez and his $10 million salary a potential trade chip.
Okay.
Ryan Jeffers is under club control for two more years, and although Vasquez's offense has been down in recent years, he remains a solid defender behind the plate.
I guess,
if you're going to go a trade, that's probably the name that you'd target the most if you're the Padres.
You know, I guess this is one of those instances where, and not to gaslight anybody, but I do think it's one of those instances where AJ and his team have done a good job, right? And at finding these guys a little bit, below value, and they've come in and they've done fairly well here. All of them have had their moments, the Alfaros, the Gary Sanchez's, and of course the Kyle Higashioka with a career year, netting himself a decent contract. Again, that's a contract I thought when I saw the numbers, I expected if Kyle Higashioka was going to leave in free agency, I expected it to be one where I went, oh my God. Well, yeah, obviously you're not going to pay him back. Good for him. Well, when that number came out, I went, why didn't we?
Was it 5.5 and then 6.5?
Yeah, like I was like, all right, that's a no-brainer. I don't know. I guess, again,
if he has another year like he had in 2024, that's a bargain.
It's a bargain, yeah, man,
$5-6 million dollars for an everyday catcher that can hit
20 bombs.
Runs.
Yeah. Yeah, so I just, again, I hate to say, hey, don't worry.
I mean, Vasquez at $10 million, more expensive if you acquired him and picked up that contract hit. 221 with a 248 OBP.
God, that's putrid.
327 slugging. That's a 575 OPS last season.
Can AJ Ellis still catch? He's already on the payroll.
Get him down there. That is putrid. Putrid for $10 million a year.
Austin Nola signed a minor league deal with the Rockies, I believe, this week. So he's not available as well.
Yeah, that's dire. That's pretty dire. I mean, and again, Luis Camposano is mentioned as a guy that other teams want, but you can't trade him if you can't find anybody else. You may have to roll with him and see what comes available. He's been given every opportunity. You'd love to see him grab the bull by the horns and go out and be the player that they thought he could be.
I mean, compared to these options, Campy seems like the best option right now.
He was worse than all those guys you just listed. He really was.
He really struggled. If they can't find a suitor for trading, like, where do we put the number on percentage chance that Ethan Salas actually gets consideration at spring training?
I mean,
60?
I mean, if you're rolling, if you can't find a trade to get a catcher and you have Brett Sullivan and Luis Camposano, don't you have to at least give him an opportunity?
His OPS was 60 points higher than Christian Vasquez last year. That was with a negative 0.7 war for Campy. Ugh. It's just not a lot of... There's just not a lot of options.
There's just not. That's pretty dire. That's pretty dire indeed.
And you've got Brandon Valenzuela and Ethan Salas in your minor leagues. But no guarantee that either of them will be ready.
Well, and Valenzuela could get picked. He could get picked up in the Rule 5
draft. Yep.
Hey, I mean, you know, I guess get ready for some Rule 5 selections. When does the Rule 5 draft go down? Thursday?
Thursday morning, I believe.
Yeah, get ready. You get a starting catcher in there somewhere.
Or you convert one of your current players, Jake Cronenworth, to catch.
Jake Cronenworth behind the dish, really.
He's your emergency catcher.
He
right?
is, but he's like third or fourth man down. No, I don't want to do that. We've done enough shifting around. It's got to be somebody out there that we can get. What's the deal with, and I think his contract is through the roof, with the Cardinals. They wanted to move Wilson Contreras. They paid him a ton of money, right? Look up his contract.
They moved him out of catching.
They said they were going to move him out, but that doesn't mean that he couldn't catch for another team, no? Like, you're not going
to
catch
if
here
they wanted to trade him.
They have
but
a,
he's expensive.
He's very
too.
Expensive.
He's very expensive, which is another, obviously, consideration for the Padres right now. All right. There are some other moves that went down yesterday. We can talk about them. We have some breaking football news for you. Pretty big news.
You ready for some football?
Let you know what it is right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. All right. According to Ollie Connolly on Twitter, Bill Belichick has agreed to become the next UNC head coach.
Mac Brown to Bill Belichick.
Now, apparently it's not, the deal hasn't been finalized, but he's saying that he is ready to step in. Now, it's up to UNC to agree. UNC to agree to his terms, which are including naming his son Steven as the head coach in waiting.
Is he the crazy one that always licks his lips, the crazy dude on the sideline? I think that is.
So it's possible that perhaps Belichick's demands will be too much. But
talk radio.
If they were trying to get him to become their head coach, he said, I'll do it.
But I got
to
have my kid
but
with
I gotta
me.
But I got to have my kid with me.
I think he's a pretty good coach, his son.
Says he has given the school a 400-page organizational Bible with how it's all going to work.
God.
Structure, payment plan, staffing choices, everything.
400 pages.
It's expected to be finalized or the decision will be made in the next 24 hours.
Can we have Bill Belichick be in on the pitch for Roki Sasaki? Because clearly he is very, very detailed. 400 pages. If somebody said to me, Woodsy, do you want this job? I do. I think I'd be great at it. All right, I'm going to need a 400-page Bible on why you should have the gig. Never mind. That's not for me. This is not for me. I'm more of a wing it and see how it feels type of guy. What in the world? All right, well, we'll see how that that plays out.
I don't know, that might be too much for UNC.
Maybe not. I mean, if they want their guy, don't let a small ask in return.
Small ask. Head coach in waiting.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe free tuition for his girlfriend.
Oh man! All right. Well, now that you've made me ultra depressed about the Padres catching situation. Is there anything else you'd like to heap upon me?
Let's see. A couple of other moves yesterday in Major League Baseball. The Tigers signed veteran pitcher Alex Cobb to a one-year deal.
He felt like a Padre. What was that for?
I didn't see the numbers. I just saw the one-year deal. Leaves the NL West and the Giants. The Dodgers made some news yesterday confirming that Mookie Betts is preparing to play shortstop.
Let's talk about this
next season.
Just a second. Not to belabor the point, but we had this conversation last year a little bit when they ended up moving Mookie back out to the outfield, which I think worked pretty well for them. Played some really nice right field and won them, you know, helped win them a World Series. I still can't wrap my head around taking a guy that, you know, with every year, the wear and tear on the body gets a little bit more, and saying, we're going to move you to, other than catcher, probably the most, the position that is going to break you down a little bit more than the other ones. It's why Fernando Tatis moved off the dirt because of the separated shoulder and everything else. And he said, hey, if I get hurt, his quote, if I get hurt, it's going to be on the dirt. And I'm sure he's not happy about it. I'm sure he still wishes he was playing shortstop, but he's really got nobody but himself, you know, to kind of blame for that. So he's out in right field. Why would you, if you're a team with unlimited resources, literally unlimited, why wouldn't you just go get an everyday shortstop and you didn't have to mess around with moving a Gold Glove caliber right fielder to shortstop?
Awesome King.
Why not? What is the game that you're playing?
Arrogance, perhaps? I don't know.
I really, because I wish a Dodger fan would explain
this. Is Mookie behind the scenes kind of like demanding it?
Demanding it?
You know, I say I won't say anything publicly, but hey. Get me back to short. And then,
it would infuriate me, honestly, as a Dodger fan. Like,
it would,
really,
too.
Not
I'd
a whole
furious.
Lot to complain about
Literally.
Right now in Dodger land.
Almost nothing.
I'm like, bro, we're spending billions of dollars on players. We can't just get a regular, everyday shortstop.
Go get a guy to hold down the fort at short. Move Mookie to right. Have Edmund in center. And bring back Teoscar Hernandez. I mean, you're good.
There's a good defensive shortstop available. You will have to wait a couple of months while he recovers from his surgery. But Ha-Sung Kim is on the market.
Ha-Sung Kim.
He's not going to San Francisco. So I haven't seen any connection between the Dodgers and Kim, but you'd think that there would at least be some kicking of the tires there.
I feel like I have a decent grasp on the game of baseball. Decent. And I just, for the life of me, when I saw this yesterday, when this comes out, I just go, I just don't understand.
What's more confusing, that the Dodgers won't spend money to go get a shortstop, or that the Padres have 12 shortstops and
can't
seemingly
find a
have
shortstop.
Zero shortstops?
Janine says, a rep for the Dodgers said Mookie is less likely to get hurt at short. Okay. I mean, maybe that's how he feels, but he's not an elite-type shortstop.
I would say that you are more likely to hurt your legs in the outfield and more likely to hurt your upper body on the infield. And
it's just such a grind. That position is such a grind. It's such a grind. Standing out in right field, it's tough. You got to cover a lot of ground, et cetera, but it's just so demanding.
Yeah, like if you got worries about like your knees and the wear and tear of like sprinting back and forth, then, yeah, at shortstop, you're not doing the running.
Put him at third. Put Mookie Betts at third base. You know, if that's really what you're concerned about. I really don't understand. I wish I did. I can't for the life of me think why they don't just go get. Pull up the remaining shortstops available. I promise you, there's somebody in there that we know they can afford, and they could.
Well, they could have afforded Willy Adames, but they didn't get him. So Ha-Sung Kim is probably the top, by far the top one left. Then Jose Iglesias, Paul DeJong, Ahmed Rosario.
I mean,
Nick Ahmed.
Who was there? Ahmed Rosario was there. I mean, plug that guy at short, hit him in the nine hole, and go to town. He's got a really good glove. It just doesn't make any sense to me. Look, I'll be honest with you. I said it last year, too. I'm glad they're doing it. I'm glad they're doing it. I don't like the Dodgers. I hope they continue to do goofy things like this.
Not that many shorts. The Padres already signed one of the top 10 shortstops available. Mason McCoy is on that list.
You know, I needed
snatched him up before the Dodgers could get him. There you go.
I needed a nudge for season tickets, and so far, Tyler Wade and Mason McCoy have really pushed me over the edge. Holy cow. I wish I understood.
Dodgers also announced, Dave Roberts said, that Shohei Ohtani is not expected to be ready to pitch when their season starts a little bit early again in Japan against the Chicago Cubs, although they do think he'll be ready to start hitting again. So Ohtani will be DH only at the beginning of the season, and at some point they believe he will enter their pitching rotation.
How will they survive until he gets back in the rotation? I must be missing it, man. I do not get it. If somebody said, well, the corner outfielder is an easier spot to find, okay, fine. But there's guys that can play shortstop better than Mookie Betts that you can absolutely afford. You're not the Padres. You don't have to mix and match. You can just go get a shortstop.
Trade rumors continued, including a name that's been connected with the Padres in recent years. We'll have that in our final hour. Paulie's got a Roundel report coming up next here on The Fan.